This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sully has breaking news.
Yes, well, I don't know if this would be breaking sports news, but it is news, I guess.
Oh, well, then I'll turn it off. All right, well, then there that goes.
It is an update, but it's more so an opinion around the update. So I was searching some stuff about Antonio Brown, and maybe I'm just exaggerating here, but it does kind of worry me and anger me when I see the Packers are tied for the best odds to land Antonio Brown. Like, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, okay, Bears just went and got Khalil Mack. Now Packers might go and get AB. If that happens and the Lions are just again left out in the NFC North, them not making any moves, it's going to be ridiculous. Like, if anything, it just frustrates me to think about the fact that the Packers could go and better themselves and get AB. I mean, for once, I want to see the Lions go out and be the bold team in the NFC North. It's never anything bold with the Lions. You know, you got every other team in this division doing stuff. Every other team, whether it's the Vikings, you know, and signing Kirk Cousins and reforming what they did, or Khalil Mack with the Bears, maybe AB with the Packers. It's never the Lions. It's never the Lions mixed in with this stuff.
Well, again, though, I mean, maybe the Lions have just killed off their fan base. You know, it's funny. I mean, Here's a little tidbit. Like, I'm not saying it's some high-level analytic or something, but, like, Sully is our social media guy. And I had said to Mikey, I had said, look, I don't know, and yes, I have a Halls. I'm sorry, guys. I have to do it today. Well, I'm just not going to lie to the listeners and act like it's not there. Like, it's there, and it's crispy. My point is, I had said to Sully, hey, I don't know whether this is the biggest topic or not, but I feel like it is. And I know the call volume is not high today. That's okay. We're talking football. And as long as you're enjoying it, that's all that matters. But Mike said it to me. I mean, he's got these little, you know, platforms he uses and algorithms and all this crap. And it's just in almost every major NFL city today, their respective radio shows are talking AB. I mean, it's the truth, guys. So, I wish I had something sexier or somehow, I don't know, like contrarian. But I'm putting aside all the things I believe in, whether it's like, well, the guy's kind of a jerk, or, well, the guy's got a criminal past, right? The Lions are at a stage where no baggage is too much, and they got to do everything in their power to be bold and get better. Because I'll tell you the other thing I'm scared of. I'm scared that, you know, obviously they didn't get Kareem Hunt. They're not going to trade Stafford. And I don't think they're going to go after AB. And what Sully's saying, that the favorite to get AB is the Packers, should send chills down your spine. The point is, it makes you wonder if Bob Quinn knows, I've got bulletproof job security. My contract runs through 2022. I have time. And I'm just going to do it my way. Safe and slow wins the race. Safe and sound. But Sully makes a great point. Look, the Vikings were bold. They made a big play on what they thought was an upgraded quarterback. It didn't work. The Bears were bold. They made a huge upgrade with a dominant pass rusher. It did work. Now the Packers might line up and make a big play with AB. Right now, can you say objectively, the Lions are not the last place team in the NFC North? Who are you better than? So why are you not making bold moves of your own? Let's go to Tim, 97.1. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
Talk to me. What's on your mind, Tim?
That last caller, Dorian was his name?
Yeah, Dorian.
Hit the nail right on the head. Exactly right.
Okay. So tell me why. Elaborate. Talk to me, Tim.
The Lions aren't ever going to do anything. They haven't. They won't. I gave up on it when I was 22 years old. I couldn't take the losing no more. I was having chest pains. So I went to Montana to Rice. Then I went to Brady, and I got 11 Super Bowl rings. Lions are 3 hours of comedy. It ain't going to change as long as the Ford's on them. If people don't realize that, they keep buying the tickets and buying this and buying that.
All right, Tim, I love you. It's not personal. I can't take anymore. You sound like... No, he's, you know what? He sounds like he's moving a pallet of tiles.
Yeah. Busy.
That's fine. It's not personal, Tim, but you're killing my audience here.
Let me jump in here. You mentioned the other teams speculating about this as well. It's funny when I look at the when I did a search for the other kind of the other radio stations around the country talking about it, this is the five most recent tweets about it. What I searched: should the Packers trade for Antonio Brown? Next tweet: should the Eagles trade for Antonio Brown? Next tweet: should the Bills consider an Antonio Brown trade? Next one: the Seahawks, should they trade for Antonio Brown? Every other team seems to be talking about this, but yeah, Packers have the tied for best odds along with the Cardinals and Niners. Scary to think about.
No, and if you want to think about it on a bigger level, it's all NFC teams. That's your competition. Those are the teams you're going to be fighting for a wild card. Frisco, now Arizona's a dumpster fire. Arizona's roster is a complete mess. But if you believe you're only a player or two away from being a playoff team, how the hell do we not hear the Lions getting involved in this?
I think Bob Quinn has always been of the school of the Patriots' thought process that we don't pay big money for wide receivers. They just never really have. That's what scares me, too.
Let me go to Dan. We'll give him the final word. We'll play Who Am I. Danny, go ahead, buddy.
Mike, how are you, man?
I'm good, pal. Talk to me.
Good. Listen, forget about dead last in the division. Who are you better than in the conference? I mean, you mentioned Arizona. Who else? Like the Bucks, maybe the Giants? You're bottom four in the conference. And the reason why you are is because the Lions, ever since 2008, when they realized that being just completely lazy isn't going to cut it, it's been an identity crisis for the entire franchise. You know, you bring in Jim Schwartz, you bring in this, like, almost attitude era, WWE type of mentality, and then you decide that doesn't work. So you bring in Jim Caldwell, who's got this Boy Scouts honor type of mentality. You decide that doesn't work. And now you're under Patricia, and I don't even know what type of mentality that's supposed to be. The issue is that they can't commit to an identity and then try that out first. That's their main problem. That's the first point I wanted to make. The second point I wanted to make is I know you hate the guy, but I, as a man of the people, as a member of the people, Mike, I need you to get Dan Orlovsky on this show. I swear to God, I'm going to be the first one in line to absolutely eviscerate him. I'll level with you. I'm a man of faith. This guy apologizes for Matthew Stafford more than I do my own religion. It's ridiculous.
I think the tough part is for me to, A, okay, there's a couple of things. One is, Dan, for a guy like him who gets a paycheck from the team to do content and wears a Lions polo, right there I know we're not going to be able to have a good conversation. He's compromised. Then you factor in this is highly personal for him because he clearly likes Stafford and there's some loyalty there. I mean, yeah, Dan, I guess it could be ha-ha, happy horse bleep, but I can get him to hang up on me and stuff, but then that makes me look small. Then I lower myself to his level. That's just silly.
Not really. I mean, you're doing your due diligence to get him to explain himself before not just a random audience, but the people who actually care about the team.
Well,
we understand that that's his boy.
I heard him with the morning show, and Rieger had asked him a couple of things I would have asked, and it didn't go well. It's just, you know how it's going to go. I understand what you want. I guess I just try to operate in a different manner. A guy like him, it's like I know what he's going to say before he says it, so what's the point?
And we've heard this line, like whether it's on the morning show, ESPN, we've heard it so many times about Stafford. By the way, you and the last caller were talking about the NFC odds, who's worse than the Lions. I looked it up during that phone call. Super Bowl odds for next year. Lions, there's only one NFC team with worse odds, and that's the Redskins. And in the whole NFL, you have the Dolphins plus 30,000. Then you have the Redskins plus 15,000. Then you have the Lions plus 10,000 along with a couple other teams. So just projected to be nowhere close.
97-1.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.